Okay, we have some questions here. And we have a question here who's from Jennifer, who I think is in Colombia. And she says, hi, Naked Scientist. She's loved the show for a long time and can't imagine life without Dr. Chris's voice in my head. Oh, we can't either. It won't go away. Anyway, she has a food-related question. And she says, when she's wearing her contact lenses, chopping onions doesn't make her eyes water. But obviously it does when you're not wearing contact lenses. So does this mean the only part of your eye that's covered by the contact lens is sensitive to the onion vapours? And I've noticed this as well. When I wear my specs and chop up onions, I'm crying like a baby. And when I've got my contact lenses in, I'm fine. What's the deal?
It's intriguing, isn't it? Everyone's noticed this onion effect. And people just think, oh, there's something in the onions that's making my eyes hurt. But what's really intriguing is next time you're cutting onions in the kitchen or wherever you choose to cut onions, on the barbie or whatever, time how long it takes between cutting into the onion and the spray you can see coming up under the knife coming at you and the time it takes before your eyes start reacting. And it's really interesting. You'll see there's a big delay between the onion being chopped up and you feeling the sting. And the reason is that there's a chemical reaction going on the minute you start breaking into the onion that starts to trigger the eye smarting effect. And what this chemical reaction is, there are enzymes locked away in the cells of the onion called alinases. And they're named after the family of things that you find, like onion and garlic and scallion and what else? Chives. They're all in the same family. They're the allium family. That's why it's called alinase. This breaks down a family of chemicals which are also in the cells called amino acid sulfoxides. And they're the smelly things that make onion smell like onion. And as the enzyme starts chewing into them, it releases something called sulfenic acid. And sulfenic acid then breaks down into another chemical, which is called sinpropanethial S oxide. And that's the irritant. It comes squirting out of the onion towards your eyes, binds to the front of your eye, the cornea, which is very rich in nerve supply. It's got some of the densest nerve fibres in the body there, which signal pain. And this is an irritant. And these nerve fibres are wired up to your lacrimal gland that makes tears, because your eye correctly says if there's something irritating it, it's probably a foreign body in the eye. Therefore, the way to get rid of it is to activate more tears and wash it out. That's why you cry. Yeah. But why does it take time before that kicks in? Because that chemical reaction has to happen. Why should a contact lens make a difference? Because the contact lens sits on the front of your eye, in front of the cornea where there's the most nerves. It stops the chemical getting into contact with the nerves. And instead, because contact lens wearers probably make slightly more tears because they've got a foreign body in their eye all the time, it's washing the stuff off of the contact lens and down your tear duct before it has a chance to irritate the nerves in the front of the eye.
So it's true.
I reckon it is.
And